Show coming out of the Pat Mac Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tom
Dick. That baby toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's, get over here, cameraman.
I'm watching these sports shows when they the show starts, they all just clap for themselves.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good bit.
Bubba Gumpino, Canadian Station Bearded Wonder.
Bruce. What's going on, dude?
It.
How are we doing, Tom?
Ah, baby, man. It's good. Feels good.
This is a gambling show, a sports betting show, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Where we break down the bets of the day and sometimes what happened the night before, the weekend before. And we do it every day around this time, around 20, 30 minutes.
Yep.
Football season, 45 to an hour.
Yeah. Do you guys have week one MLB takeaways?
Week one MLB takeaways, didn't lose one.
That's bad.
I didn't bet Saturday and Sunday.
I did.
The Cubbies minus 130 on Friday was too short. Can't remember who my other bet was on Friday, but...
Yeah, I think it's...
Oh, week one takeaways?
I think it's still too early.
Not for me. The Buccos are 4-0. Probably going to win the NL.
Yes.
I mean, they did sweep the Red Sox last year as well.
The Buccos?
To start the season.
The Buccos did?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, they are... I mean, Jared Jones throwing... 101.
They do have a decent rotation. Like when you're trotting out Marco Gonzalez today.
Maybe.
He's a bit of a jobber.
Marco won't have a job here in a month when Skeens comes up.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe actually Bailey Falter might not have a job.
Yeah, Gonzalez will give you innings, brother.
Here's what I looked up today. Fun fact.
I think Falter will probably keep his job.
Fun fact, Bruce. The top three in ERA right now, number one is the New York Yankees. They've gone 15 innings and not given up a run. They're bullpen. Sorry, did I say ERA?
Yeah.
I meant to say bullpen.
Gotcha.
Bullpen ERA. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you bet first five, so that's very important.
Sometimes I'm just talking about overall record.
Jackass.
Okay. Yankees.
What's the stats deal?
Yankees, I don't know. I love the bullpen.
Yankees number one bullpen ERA right now.
Let them say the stats.
Number two is the Detroit Tigers. They are 3-0.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And number three is the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are 4-0. So if you want to win ball games, if your bullpen doesn't give up runs.
Yankees a little misleading because Juan Soto sniped a guy at home plate while Clay Holmes was trying to blow a save.
Okay, so they would have given up one run.
Yeah, sure. I hear you.
He's not respecting your stat, brother.
I am.
He's been really shitting on it ever since you started saying it.
I'm not. I'm not at all.
That's not true. I took two full games on Friday. Cleveland Indians. Sorry. Guardians.
Wow, really?
Turby's fault. And the LA Dodgers minus -1.5, if you do remember.
Big comeback by the Dodgers last night.
Yeah, that was pretty sick. Muncy Yabo.
Max Muncy.
Yeah, Muncy bopping one out of there.
I think my favorite part of the weekend was when the Red Sox went up 2 in the top of the 10th, and then that's when Kenley Jansen said that he wasn't going to be able to pitch today because he slept bad.
That'll happen.
Yeah, we'll just say it at the start of the game.
That's baseball.
So we don't got to fucking...
A quick tea leaf here. A team in a situation where that happens has never won.
Yeah, no shit. Okay. A fucking guy pitching who never thrown the MLB before.
Yeah, that was baseball.
Blows out a fucking game.
That was some baseball this weekend. The White Sox stinks. Congrats, Mitt. I mean, Mitt.
The Detroit... The actual... White Sox. Actual fucking tea leaf of... not. I don't even know what that...
The White Sox suck, brother.
Yeah, dude. The Tigers aren't that
good. They're only
good.
Down one.
The worst fucking team in baseball.
Are they playing right now?
Yeah, they're playing the Braves right now. They were the first...
200
first plus five. 2.5 on the run line of the
two
year.
Of our, two of our favorites pitching in that one. It was
Flexen and Morton.
Yeah.
I didn't know Flexen was on the fucking line.
Yeah, it's Flexen day.
Yeah, it is Flexen day after great. All.
Yeah, that was baseball.
You see the sweet pyro show the Cubs had?
Yeah, I did. Pretty good.
My takeaway is that the Orioles are going to be tough to beat and that the Rays might be worse than they have been over the last couple
years. I thought that's definitely a potential. They should always be bad, but then they aren't.
Then they are.
So
yeah,
they're due for
like,
one of those.
Guys like Kramer batting like 300. A few guys like that out there. Jesse Winkers is mashing the ball for the Nationals.
Yeah, he's out there doing it.
He's a good ball player.
Jonathan India is like always putting the ball in play with runners on base.
Connor Joe
is lightning fast down the line.
You guys better hope.
This guy might
fucking keeps it up.
He legit might be the fastest man I've ever seen on
base. It's going to be a hard
one.
Connor Joe.
It's It's going to be hard to keep up.
He's so fast.
It's going to be hard to keep up batting 600, but
yeah.
Juan Soto's going to keep it up, tell you that much.
Basketball, obviously, March Madness this weekend. We're down to four, boys.
We are down to four.
Purdue and UConn, one seeds, you know, could have seen that. NC State, I'm pretty sure no one saw that one coming.
NC State had 12. If you would have just thrown $20 for 1.4,
the
start of the AACC tournament.
I love this.
I don't know why the fuck I didn't throw that. Somebody sent me that yesterday.
Well, because I mean, there was.
I love when those tweets come out. And if you would have bet everything you had on this team for 2 weeks, you fucking would have won.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it, Mitt? Because
nobody's ever fucking placed a $100 wager on a team and just said, I'm going to keep it going. Yeah. I'm going to keep it going.
And NC State's like the quintessential, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Yeah. So you would never even bank on
it. Unless Jim Valvano's coaching them.
Facts on God.
And then Bama.
Bama.
So I don't think anybody right now watching, there's no way anyone can say, I think UConn's going to lose to anybody. But I think Bama is the...
Not in the second half.
Bama is the only... The way Bama plays is the way that they could be...
Because they can fill it up.
Because they will shoot 63s. Mm-hmm. And if they maybe hit, you know, 25 of them, 30, then you got a shot.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think Purdue, like, kind of plays more into their... UConn. Purdue?
Purdue will not sniff.
You mean Purdue?
Purdue. I mean, if Edie gets the best of them a little bit, like, they could hang tough. But I hear you with the Alabama three-point shooting thing.
Boy, I was wrong against Purdue.
But I feel like they're just going to kick the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah, Zags.
The Zags didn't have a
chance. Yeah, Purdue's been rolling. They've been playing good.
I believe I took Marquez favor, too. So.
Yep.
Marquez. Maybe that's why I'm pissed off at Cole.
I kind of want to see the UConn-Purdue thing. So
as good as MLB betting has been, that's how bad NCAA basketball betting has been for me.
I think I think NC State might...
Might do it.
I mean, 9.5 is too much.
If DJ cooks Edie, that would be so sick.
Yeah. NBA season, not really. Just going in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll get to the NBA line tonight. It's
kind of... The play-in is...
A couple 16 points.
Rockets.
A couple 16-point spreads going on.
I mean, Luka just all-time performance by Luke.
Knicks world's it's starting to really heat up now. It has been going on for a little bit where we're just all complaining about Jalen Brunson not getting foul calls. So that's where I'm at.
Oh, they fucked me the other night.
Yeah.
Thanks for losing to the Spurs. Last night?
Oh,
the what Spurs happened game. To that line? Why did it change so much? Was somebody supposed to be playing for the Knicks?
What?
The OKC was +4.
Shai Gilly was like doubtful and then participated in shoot around and was like, I'm playing.
Oh, yeah. That's what Shaq really does.
That'll do it. All right, let's do baseball because, you know, there's a lot of games. And that's just what we do, okay? 405, Marco Gonzalez versus Mackenzie Gore. That is the Buccos at the Nats. I have nothing for you.
What do you mean?
I don't have a play today for that game.
Can we just gas up the Buccos for like 20 minutes?
What?
Can we just gas up the undefeated Buccos?
Yeah, but in that gassing up, I did say I'm not a big Marco Gonzalez fan.
Give me the Buccos first 5.5.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm doing it too. I agree with you, Tony, that Marco Gonzalez is kind of the definition of a jobber. And
Gonzalez deserves this slander.
I mean, I think he has like a 10 ERA in spring training.
8.64, yeah.
Which is we're fucking carrying over
part spring of it.
Training. I mean, you have to today. You haven't seen these fucking cats. But with all of that said, the spring training being that bad, he is, I believe, the first pitcher since 1965 to give up 3 home runs to one player in a spring training game.
Yeah, so just one guy got his number.
Yeah, so bad that I think it might actually be a positive that we're in the regular season now.
Okay.
And Gore isn't exactly, you know, going to win the Cy Young. I don't think he is younger, so probably. He could improve. So I think the Buccos offense stays hot, and they do hang tough first five. So I'm with you
on
the first 5.5.
Buccos. Let's go Angels at the Marlins. Chase Silseth goes against Max Meyer. Nothing here for me.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, me too. The Marlins didn't look great against the Buccos. They're a bit of a tough handicap early. You got to really see some tape on.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know who the fuck anybody is.
Yep.
except for Jazz
Chisholm.
Yeah, Jazz
he's
guy.
A dog. He's a beast.
Casey at Baltimore.
He's also so fast.
Waka goes against Dean Kramer. I actually kind of like both these guys, so I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, put me down for the Orioles. I don't see them going down back-to-back.
Yeah, okay. me too. I'm on the
Orioles. Much as I love Waka Flocka.
Yeah, Waka Flocka is a bit of a dog.
I do respect.
Was he on the Royals last year, too?
No, he was on the Dads last year.
Gotcha, yeah.
Sox year before.
So the Orioles do have pretty good splits against Waka. I'm not the biggest Kramer guy, but... I think this is short for what we're going to average on the money line at home for the Orioles all year, and for that reason, I'm on the Orioles.
Okay. Since he's in Philly, Abbott goes against Chris Sanchez. My first play of the day. Now the Reds were playing a much lesser team than the Phillies were.
Yeah,
but the Reds look pretty good. I'm gonna go Reds first five plus a half.
Yeah, I'll join you on Double A Andrew Abbott.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
he was good to us early last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see his name, and I feel like he just is one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah, we don't forget
off what the AA name.
No, he did us well last year.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't like it, though, tonight. They were in.
You a Christopher Sanchez man?
I'm not betting it.
You're just staying away.
I'm staying away, but I worry about the Reds in this game. They didn't. The Nationals were
no, hanging. I said it. I mean, I said it, yeah. Dane Dunning goes for the Rangers. I used to love DD against Pepiot.
Repois.
I thought about taking the Rays here, but we just talked about I think it might be a down year for the Rays, so I'm going to stay away.
I'm on Rangers first five plus half.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a big, I'm not going to bet it, but I am going to watch it intently to see where I'm going the rest of the series. I like the Repois fella, so I'm staying away.
Reese Olson goes against Manea. That's Detroit at the Mets. Staying away. I like both guys, so I'm staying away.
I got nothing here. Okay. Yeah, I'm out.
I like Manea too.
Okay, so you're taking.
I would like
Manea
to see Manea.
No, I'm
back after a tough year in San
Diego. I didn't. End, the old 0-3, 3-0 Tigers. Like it. You know, the water has to.
This Mets level. Team is far removed from fucking anything.
Yeah, they see the polar bears.
Stink. You look at this roster.
Did I see an 0-3 polar bears singing on stage at a concert last night?
I don't know.
0-2 though.
Sorry, Jeff McNeil's crying. No crying in baseball. Mets.
Interesting pitching matchup. Bowden Francis goes against Ronel Blanco. That's Toronto at Houston.
I actually did a bit of a deep dive here
on Benny Blanco.
Mostly, yeah, on Ronel Blanco. So he didn't give up a run in spring training.
He did not. 0.00.
He gave birth to his family welcomed a son.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. His wife.
And that day he went out and pitched his spring training game. Talk. Through 10 strikeouts. Manager after the game. He's in our rotation to start the year. He's obviously there because Verlander, and I think they got one other guy down. Bowden Francis, a younger fella.
Pretty good numbers.
Solid spring, but not the no runs allowed. Ronel Blanco. Astros haven't won. We're just swept by the Yankees in four games. So I think that their bats will be hungry and angry, and that Bregman and Altuve will be pricks to this Bowden Francis guy. I'm on the Astros. Full game money line.
Okay. I got the Strohs first off.
Okay. Boston at Oakland. Tanner Houck goes against Joe Boyle.
Yes.
Joe Boyle doesn't pass the name test for me.
Pass the name test.
We're getting some short numbers.
He had some good numbers last year against the Oakland. A's. Yeah, I know. Houck had a good spring training.
Pretty good broadcast over there with Dallas Braden and like just very low key. Like,
well, that's because
I'm gonna stay away.
I'm on the Sox first. Yeah.
I'm on the Sox full game. I don't love Tanner Houck, but I do think that he can hang tough with Boyle. And I almost tweeted this, but I was like, why pile on the Athletics? But the A's broadcast and stadium and games feels like there was like an apocalypse and we're trying to like restart baseball, but like they don't really know how to play or like what they're doing, especially fielding. That's what it feels like.
Okay. Cleveland is in Seattle. McKenzie goes against Emerson Hancock. Emerson's got a 10-2-4 spring. He had a decent year last year. I'm a big Tristan McKenzie guy.
Love Tristan McKenzie.
Me too.
So I'm going to go arm. Cleveland first five minus 116.
Yes, I'm on the first five money line.
I might have to join you guys. I try to respect Seattle.
Okay.
It's that stadium and all that. Mm-hmm. But I think you guys are probably right.
Okay. Yankees, Arizona. Louis Gill goes against Ryan Nelson.
It's Ryan.
I'm staying away.
Fucking Ryan to you.
Ryan Nelson.
How do we feel about Louis Gill, Bruce?
I mean, Louis Gill, you know, he's certainly a back-end starter. He's no top-end guy, but he's solid in our...
Hasn't really pitched since 22.
Our, like, Loizaga will probably... He's fresh, so he'll probably be able to throw you, like, 3-4 innings, and the bullpen in general should be okay. So I like the bats to stay hot. It's not a huge play for me, because I'm trying...
You're on them.
Yeah, I'm trying to scale down my Yankee... wagering just so it doesn't snowball, but yeah, I think the bats stay hot.
Okay, I'm on the Yanks first five money line.
Nice. Yep.
Okay, Kyle Gibson goes against Matt Waldron. That would be St. Louis at the Dads.
Waldron is the return of something that baseball has been missing for some time.
What's that?
Knuckleballer.
I'm on him. Had a 4.48 last year, 1.35 in the spring. Padres first five, got him at plus a half.
Yep. Also important.
I'm also not a Kyle Gibson guy anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was he last year? Baltimore?
Maybe.
He was good in where?
Yes, Texas. He was. No, he was a great Oriole.
Was he a great Oriole?
He was a great Oriole.
I mean, he's 36 now.
He's good in Texas too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was a few moons ago.
It feels like Kyle Hendricks to me.
Huge factor here for me is that they were obviously in LA last night.
Hendricks into this.
For Sunday night baseball, lose in heartbreaking fashion to a Max Muncy home run, and then you got to ship down to San Diego and play again today while the Padres have just been chilling at home. I like the knuckleballer. They are my play of the day.
Whoa. Scud missile?
Yeah, I got him first five.
Is that
a scud? Brucey, were you drug tweeting picks this weekend or just in love with baseball this week?
Dead sober, just loving baseball, brother. I got him first five. I got him full game. I even think plus 1.5 late 175 parlay piece is a good way to go about it as well.
I'm on, first five plus half.
Okay, and then the last game, Giants at Dodgers, Keaton Wynn, Jimmy Paxton.
I'm curious about how Jimmy Paxton's going to look in Dodger blue.
I loved Paxton on the Sox.
It's because he was a Sox.
He was fucking Big Maple, brother.
Yeah, he was Big Maple, brother.
So you staying away, or?
Yeah, I'm out. I fucking...
Yeah, you won't bet. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I bet the Dodgers, yes.
Is the Sunday night baseball thing for the home team that doesn't have to travel, or is it only the traveling side?
I don't know. You tell us, tea leaf.
You tell us.
I don't know.
Sunday night baseball.
I don't know. I'm only fading one leg.
Three plays for me. Cincy, first five plus a half. Cleveland, first five money line. And the Dads, the San Diego Padres, first five plus a half.
All first five. Pirates plus a half, Orioles money line, Reds plus a half, Rangers plus a half, Astros money line, Dads plus a half, Sox money line, Yanks money line.
Does anybody have anything for tonight's?
You don't want my picks.
Gotta stop doing this.
Yeah. You don't want my picks at all. Dude.
Jesus Christ.
It's a bit. It's a bit. I know it is.
I don't even know if it is.
Pirates.
Turned into a bit of a gimmick.
Pirates first five plus a half. Orioles full game money line. Astros full game money line. Padres first five plus a half. Run line full game. Red Sox money line. Yankees money line.
Turned to work into a shoot, brother.
I'm going to keep tweeting my picks. I'm going to start tweeting my picks all week. Don't listen to this shit. Here are my picks.
Anything?
Oh, baseball? No chance.
Okay.
Guys, just give out a shitty NBA over because there's nothing.
Hold on.
We got a couple plays tonight.
Does anybody have anything for the women's games tonight?
Oh, yes.
Oh, LSU for sure.
Okay. Yeah. I'm taking both the dogs. I think LSU runs it back, gets back to the Final Four. Just obviously after hearing everything on Pat's show today. Too much size. Angel Reese, let's go. Dog, ring her again. And then...
Size does kill.
Ring her again. Yep. Ring
size
her.
Kills matchup, so does speed. And USC, I think they're going to run UConn out of the gym with good old Juju. No, dude, what? Best freshman player in the country. I get it.
What else that about the depth of UConn does worry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is UConn's head coach?
We all know that I'm going to fuck up this name again, so we don't need to just run this back.
I'm on UConn money line.
Really? Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, but you're...
Are you a UConn women's fan as well?
You're a UConn mark.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see them win the double, because then we would
I'd like to see Paige Buckets get it done. She's been through a lot.
She has been through a lot, and the double would be sick. Can't say nothing.
And then treble once
that would be the best with men's college basketball team ever
with
and a women's title
because they got ghosts Remember?
I mean, they were dog shit last year.
Yeah, they did.
The year before, fucking they lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
How are we, brothers?
Good to see you, brother.
I don't think your mic's on.
Turn his mic on, brother.
Now it is.
You might have
turned it off. Thank you, Bruce.
There you are, brother.
It's been on the whole time, brother.
Has it?
Couple sound guys chopping it up.
Turned it on when you walked in, brother. Brother. No, have you seen Sketch yet? What I was trying to tell you about?
Come on,
no, dude. Bruce.
How everybody's doing, brother, but they're not doing the Mana, the Rock.
No, we are.
The Bloodline,
we brother. Are. I can promise you that's the brother that we're doing.
Yeah, but everyone else is doing the Sketch.
I don't think brother. So. Did you talk to him? Did you ask him that?
I'm just telling you what the streets are saying.
Streets are wrong.
That's what that is. Wow.
Okay. Let's do hockey. How about we do hockey?
Thank you.
Nothing in Colorado, Columbus, or?
No, I mean, Colorado, but.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a lot. Cook them in a parlay. Sure. Let's do it.
Rags going to beat the shit out of some Penguins tonight.
I actually agree. I'm taking the Rags in 60. So.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, one team's got stuff to play for.
Galeno's another team is steamrolling. Galeno's are hungry. Which usually. This might be the kiss of death, you know? It's not a reverse jinx. I actually believe the Rangers are going to win.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm on the Rags. 60-minute money line. Minus 125.
A couple teams, you know, that are struggling a bit.
Who's that?
That would be the Islanders and the Philadelphia Flyers.
Ooh, stink ball.
Yeah, and I'm taking the Islanders here strictly because they are at home. But the Isles really fumbled the bag, as the kids say.
They do say that.
That is what they
had a perfectly clear opportunity to overtake the 8th or 7th spot, whichever wild card spot, for the run here, and they've just
fumbled the bag.
Imploded, yeah.
Fumbled the bag, as they say. Wings, speaking of fumbling the bag, are in Tampa. Go Bolts. Bolts are getting hot. Guess why? It's playoff time. So the Bolts.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
I will take the Bolts here. I'm not going to take them in 60 just because I could see this game going to overtime. So I'll lay the heavy here with the Bolts and just take the money line.
Yeah.
They're 9-1-1 in their last 11.
That's the Bolts, baby. That's what they do.
The Florida's other team. Ooh. The Panthers, who are, you know, they're just hey, let's get to the playoffs.
I hope they turn it on, and I feel like they're a team that can turn it on when they get to playoff time. But you know, they had the number one seed there for a while, and now they've slipped. Here's the problem with the way they rechanged the playoff format in the NHL the past couple of years. Dropping from the first seed down to like second or three is a massive.
You're not playing seven anymore.
No. So
you're not, brother.
I think Florida's going to regret that ultimately. But tonight against Toronto, I will take the Leafs at home. Another one strictly
home dog. Yeah,
this team being at home.
Good value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go Cats.
Oh, you're on the Panthers?
Yeah.
Okay. Edmonton's two of our favorites against the Blues, who.
Gotta have it.
Oilers in 60, brother. They are fucking.
Yeah, same.
The Oilers are.
Absolutely.
Okay. Give me the Blues plus 1.5. They need it, boys.
I'm with Bruce here.
Oh. Can't wait for McJesus to be dancing.
You know, needed is an understatement. LA's got a game in hand on them, and they are 5 points behind LA. It's certain death for the Blues.
Whoa.
It's so hard to make up points this time.
I'd also like to jump on Toronto as well.
Yeah. Welcome aboard, Tony.
Hockeywood goes against the Peg, Winter Peg.
Tough to win in the Peg, but they are in a 6-game losing
streak. Give me Hockeywood.
Yes, I'm taking Hockeywood as well. Winter Peg's offense has dried up. They can't score right now. What do the Kings do? They play great defense and counterattack. So give me the Kings here.
The Hockeywood kind of has some team's numbers, to be fair.
I sense a hungry Necton mentality tonight, maybe.
With the Shaw?
I don't hate it. I'm not going to jump
on it, but I don't hate it. Seattle goes into San Jose. How do we feel about it, Bruce?
I don't know. I'm envisioning a Kraken take on a gaggle of great whites, and I don't know how.
Be a hell of a movie.
Out. Yeah, it would be cool.
I won't be taking the Sharks, but don't be surprised. If they're
this is the Davy Jones' Locker Bowl.
Yeah, it is. Well said.
Not bad.
Oh, it's good.
Not bad.
It's good.
Brother.
Stop that. No one's doing that.
What did he do?
I thought we were acknowledging.
I don't know. Some YouTube this. Kids brother or something like that.
So that's not the acknowledge me thing. It's not, that's different.
Well, Bruce is obviously trying to shoehorn something.
It's two sides of the same coin.
Bruce is saying that when we say brother, it's not us doing the wrong
thing. No, I'm saying that when you see Gen Z kids out here doing brother, brother, brother.
I don't see Gen Z kids.
You know who we see? We see the fucking Rock and the Bloodline, Bruce.
Tell me you're babysitting.
Don't be a fucking mark.
Brother. Look what you did, Mama Rhodes. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Brother.
Okay. Cameraman. Get the fuck in here, cameraman. Yo, that is
Bruce. Do we have anything on the Kraken Sharks fixture?
No, we don't.
No, that's why we went to you.
Brother.
Brother.
You are the shark.
And then you derailed us.
You are the shark wrangler.
Fucking
brother.
I am the shark whisperer.
Fucking lies.
And you know what? The Sharks are worth a sprinkle on the money line tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank Good luck,
Nick.
Boys.
Thank you, Nick.
God bless.
That's not how.
Good luck, Nick.
I like the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, I'm on the Suns as well.
How short against the line? Pelicans?
Yeah.
They're dogs?
They're -1.5.
Oh, it's flipped?
Yeah, we got to flip.
It's been going back and forth.
That's like the only, what, is that the only game?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a couple 16-point lines in the NBA tonight.
Yeah, the Pacers should cover.
There's another one-point game.
There's one more game that I like, and I don't know why I like it.
Okay.
Give me the Pistons on the money line at home.
Against Memphis?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I like it, brother.
I actually do like that. Yeah. That Grizzlies team is so bad.
Yes, the two, besides that, because, you know, those are two pretty bad teams. You got Atlanta, Chicago. That's a 2-point spread. No. And then Phoenix and New Orleans.
Yeah, I guess I like the Hawks there, but I hate the Hawks. So I'm not going to do it.
They're trading Trae Young, you know?
Right now?
Are they?
This is DeJounte Murray's team now, boys.
It is.
Wow, what a decision that is.
Yep, they're going to trade like D'Angelo Russell for Trae Young. It's going to be
you wish.
You are going to get Trae Young, yeah.
No, it's going to suck, dude. I think he's not going to be good.
Whoa. Okay, so you guys are on the Suns tonight?
Mm-hmm. I'm on the Suns and the Pistons.
Trae Young will be good later.
From Detroit.
D'Angelo Russell has 10,000 points.
Guys.
Trae Young will be unbelievable.
They're both really good players, okay?
Trae Young stinks at defense.
Yeah, but they're both really good basketball players.
I like D'Angelo Russell.
They're in the NBA.
Drake fucking D up, brother.
I like D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah, watch
out. I also like the over of the Pacers 227 against the Nets.
They've been hitting a lot of undies, huh?
Yeah, they have, and the over-under has kind of come back down. I do think that the Nets' defense is awful, and I mean, I don't think the Pacers' defense are world beaters, so... shout out to what they've done for the over community this year, and that's kind of it.
How was footy this weekend?
Good.
Is there anything tomorrow?
Yes.
We got Burnley tomorrow, don't we?
Premier League all week, my friend.
Whoa. Is it Boxing Day?
Yeah, why is it all week?
It's just fucking that time of the year. Fucking gotta get it going.
We gotta wrap it up.
We got 9 matches left till glory. 9 finals left till the end of the season. Newcastle money line versus Everton, massive comeback by the Magpies against West Ham, down 3-1 in the second half, comeback win 4-3.
Okay.
Everton hasn't won since fucking Boxing Day. Sure. I don't know. It's been a while. Everton stinks. Newcastle money line. And tell you what, put me down for Spurs +105 on the money line at West Ham in the London Dog.
That would tie things up for that Champions League spot, wouldn't it?
You guys still got it, don't you?
We're in 5th. So we are 3 points south of Aston Villa.
I think they might have changed it so 5 get in.
I thought the 5th spot is Europa.
I think they might have changed it so 5 get in. I'm not positive because they asked the coach about that, about Man U being... right behind them.
Okay.
I saw the clip.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want some European football for the Hotspurs. That's really all.
That's
all we're hoping for.
All we really want.
Fucking Xabi Alonso staying at Leverkusen.
Yeah.
So we got no fucking coach.
Now. Sorry, brother.
Marco Lavia went down with a knee injury.
Hey. Sorry, brother.
Stuff. I mean, had a good run. You can only ask for so much.
Sorry, brother.
You know.
I know you wanted him.
I know I did. Maybe next year.
Okay.
How's MLS been?
Inter Miami tied NYCFC.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't love that.
That's right.
I lost a lot of money on that. I mean, I've been losing a fair amount of money on Inter Miami, but here I sit in the fucking messy tarp anyways. Atlanta won 2-0 yesterday. Had that. There's not really too many teams that are
really piquing your interest.
Just not that many surprises, kind of like who people thought was going to be good or good. Oh, LA Galaxy actually has been better than expected. Hmm. Yeah.
There you have it.
And LAFC got Olivier Giroud.
Hmm. Okay.
We got the cup tomorrow.
Oh, it is the US Open Cup.
Mm-hmm. We got the Lubbock, Texas Matadors.
We got one more tournament until the Masters next week. So fucking dial in.
That's right.
Okay.
John, 13-1.
Congrats to Steven Yeager for winning this weekend.
Yeager bombs all around.
Yeager bombs all around. A guy fucking pounds the ball.
It would be cool if he won the Masters and then the Champions Center, they did a bunch of Yeager bombs.
Would be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be cool.
Anything else?
Oh, Tony, I got something for you.
Okay.
Well, Tony, things aren't always going to suit you. You have to fight through mistakes. Kim Mulkey.
Hell yeah.
Well said.
That is well said,
Mitt. Proud of you.
Very well said.
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't hate Fulham draw no bet against Forest tomorrow either.
Okay.
How could you? I like Burnley.
Yeah, I don't hate Burnley on the double.
We need Burnley.
Since JJ's been over there, they've been playing with a little more
pep. And he's managed.
They have not lost a match.
It's pretty sick that he's going to manage that team.
He kind of got me with that one. I was pretty juiced.
Me too. I was reading it and like halfway through. I
was on the elliptical. I was like,
April Fool's.
Yes. And then I was like,
That would be sweet though. Even if it was just down there.
A messed up one, a brand account, one of those that posts a lot on Twitter, did like a Caitlin Clark's out tonight with a knee. Like, that's just not funny.
No,
it's messed up.
A lot of people probably went.
Let's just get to tomorrow, okay? Get to tomorrow.
Thunder. Whoa.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.